It's Sunday, March 23rd, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, 3 people were killed and 15 others injured in a mass shooting between 2 rival groups at an unsanctioned car show on Friday at a park in New Mexico, according to local authorities. The shooting took place at Young Park in the city of Las Cruces about 10 p.m. local time. There have not been arrests or anyone detained, but the department was seeking leads, Las Cruces Police Chief Jeremy Story said at a Saturday press conference. 2 19-year-old men and 1 16-year-old boy died in the shooting, police said. There was an altercation between 2 groups of people, and that altercation escalated to gunfire between both groups, Mr. Story said. Several other people were also injured in the crossfire. Police have asked any witnesses to come forward with information or video. In other news, Venezuela will once again accept repatriation flights from the United States carrying its deported nationals after reaching an agreement with the U.S., a Venezuelan official said on social media Saturday. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro suspended flights on March 8th. After the U.S. Treasury Department announced the withdrawal of Chevron's license to export Venezuelan oil. We have agreed with the U.S. government to resume the repatriation of Venezuelan migrants with an initial flight Sunday, said Jorge Rodriguez, president of Venezuela's Assembly and Maduro's chief negotiator with the U.S. Rodriguez said in a statement that Venezuela accepted the deal to guarantee the return of their compatriots to their nation with the safeguard of their human rights. Around the world, a Sudanese pro-democracy activist group said Saturday that at least 45 people have been killed after members of the Rapid Support Forces paramilitary group entered a city in the western region of Darfur. The Resistance Committees, a network of youth groups tracking Sudan's war, said the RSF carried out attacks in the city of Al-Malia over the past 2 days. The dead included at least 12 women, according to a partial casualty list published by the activist group. The Rapid Support Forces group claimed Thursday that it seized Al-Malia, a strategic desert city in North Darfur near the borders with Chad and Libya. Al-Malia is around 125 miles north of the city of El Fasher, which remains held by the Sudanese military despite near-daily strikes by besieging RSF. Meanwhile, Turkish authorities detained 343 people during mass overnight protests across several cities, condemning the detention of Istanbul Mayor Ekrem İmamoğlu, the main political rival of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. The protests across major cities, which began on Thursday, were largely peaceful, with tens of thousands of demonstrators defying a ban on protests to take to the streets against İmamoğlu's detention. Turkish authorities detained him on Wednesday as part of corruption and terrorism investigations. Detention orders were also issued for about 100 others connected to the mayor, including his press advisor Murat Angun, according to state-run news agency Anadolu Agency on Wednesday. His party say the charges are politically motivated. And back in the U.S., the Trump administration is planning to import eggs from Turkey and South Korea and is in talks with other countries in hopes of easing all-time high prices for the American consumer, officials confirmed. We are talking in the hundreds of millions of eggs for the short term, Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins told reporters at the White House. It follows the administration's announcement of a $1 billion plan to combat a raging bird flu epidemic that has forced U.S. farmers to cull tens of millions of chickens. Despite President Trump's campaign promise to reduce prices, the cost of eggs has surged more than 65% over the past year, and it is projected to rise by 41% in 2025. Polish and Lithuanian poultry associations said they had also been approached by U.S. embassies regarding possible egg exports. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.